We should get started. Our final panel, Our final panel is a slightly different format. It's a very interesting special case study of GP2S, Development and Partnership for the New Standard Healthy Enterprise. So these are all members of that case, and it's going to be framed by Marie-Claude Pelletier. She is the President and Chief Executive Officer and of the organization. Let me just say one quick thing. She's particularly driven by the motivation to build, develop, and structure organizations and social projects that bring people together to contribute to improving the quality of life of people. It's all
nothing
yours.
Less. Hello, I just want to first thank McGill team that has organized this session, because we are... Okay, like that? Okay, so I just want to say thanks, because we are very excited to share with you our exciting experience about the GP2S. Its development, and also the world premier healthy enterprise standard. So I will have we will be four of us. So starting with Roger Bertrand, which is the founder and chairman of the board of the GP2S, in the middle. We also have Daniel Langlais, who is from the Bureau de Normalisation du Québec, so the organism in Quebec that develops standards, and Daniel has been participating in developing the standards since the very beginning, and is still involved in each of the steps also today. And we also have Mr. Simonato, who is a general manager of the Bromont plant of GE Aviation. So we will go with a formula, a very interactive formula. I will first present to you what is GP2S and why we exist and why we think that it's part of the winning combination for health and wealth. And then it will give us kind of the big picture of the puzzle. And then we will go from the moon to the very detail and tools that companies can use to introduce prevention in their workplace. So if I can start with this. It's longer than that. Maybe I should say. Pardon. C'est bon.
Okay.
So our suggested proceeding will be a short presentation of the stakes related to non-health issues and the opportunities that emerge from them, and it will also give us why GP2S was born, and its development up to date and its mission. And then we will continue with an interactive presentation of LT Enterprise Standard, beginning with history of the standard development, who, what, and how. And also the description of the standard, the certification to a healthy enterprise, and where we stand now. So I think that it will be very interesting to know where we stand now. And the case of GE Aviation, Mr. Simonato will explain to us what he has done in his plant, and why the healthy standard will be interesting for them. And then next steps, challenges, and opportunities. We have, I guess, 1 hour to cover everything, so we don't want to... That's why we organized the session to be very interactive. So I will ask questions, and we will cover the whole subject together. My English is not perfect, but I think that you will still understand mostly what I will say. Okay. So if we're looking about the non-health issues in Canada, it comes to 11% of the GDP, 40% of the province financial expenses, and 17% of the total wage bill in Quebec organizations, which is a lot. So when we talk to CEOs, we try to sensibilize them about that number. and the situation will not improve because of increases in chronic diseases, obesity, sedentary lifestyle, wrong nutritional habits, stress-related diseases, presenteeism, and aging of active population, of course. We also are in the context of progressive recovery following the financial and economic crisis, current and foreseen shortage of labor, inversion of the age pyramid, of course, and increased pressure on the younger labor force for which work is not the sole and first priority. So this is our context. So getting involved in health to enhance individual's health, productivity, work climate, sense of belonging, and employees' commitment and empowerment for their health, and also reduce invalidity, cost, length, and number, impact of presenteeism, non-health risks related, and turnover rate. We also get involved in health to some employers to be employer of choice, as we saw previously today, and also some companies that want to develop sustainable strategy in their company when you invest and you implement, for instance, the healthy enterprise standard. You are okay with 10 out of the 14 criteria that are necessary to meet the sustainable development requirements. And also with the enterprise social responsibility way of entering in the company. Now, why the GP2S? First of all, GP2S is Group for Promotion and Prevention Strategies in Health and in Workplaces. So this is our acronym. Why the GP2S? Because we must take action together, quick and small, and well. So we need to act together and not lose time. We don't have the luxury to lose time, and we need to move forward with a common vision. That's what we want to work on, to have a common vision on what we need to do in a more societal view. We need also a societal solution to a societal problem, so we need to work at scale and in a win-win strategy for all. So how GP2S was created, there was an initial engagement from the civil society in 2004. There were business leaders, health sector stakeholders, as well as social leaders. So they came together and they met together and they committed to the conclusion. They came to the conclusion that it was really worthwhile to curb the increase in an illness-related problem and cost, to promote good health in workplaces, and to mobilize the economic community through the powerful level that represent workplaces. So there were about 60 of them. They met together and they said, we have to do something. And that's how GP2S was created 5 years ago. Now, the GP2S today is a not-for-profit organization. It's biodegradable. Why we say that? We say that because we're not a company that wants to grow and stay for life and get bigger and bigger. We just want to do our mission and then we'll disappear. So, but it will probably take many years to be able to accomplish our mission. But it's just a mindset that we have, that we're not there to become bigger and bigger. We're just there to accomplish our mission and to make sure that all the stakeholders in the market that are related directly or indirectly with health promotion in workplaces, that they will get the expertise. And then once everything is done, then we will disappear and it's okay. So, but we still have quite a few years to do so. So GP2S today also has a locomotive of a large partnership to maximize the leverage effect. And we are today, after five years of existence, we are at the phase two of our mission. And our new framework has been inspired by a consultation of over 100 companies, organizations, and stakeholders in the health promoting market. So the next slide, I'll show you, we could pass 2 hours only on that slide. So I'll pass very quickly, but you will understand what's the puzzle we were talking about earlier. So, phase two of GP2S, using an approach focused on the employer's need. You will get that on the McGill website, I guess, after the think tank. So it's written really small. But I just want to explain, and we'll have larger figures. So our objective is to be able to have an impact on individual health as well as the productivity of the organization. So we are really working on the two sides. We want to intervene quickly and well in the province. And our means is it's small for me too. So we want to examine and foster structuring actions in the field. So every one of us in the morning, when we wake up in the morning, we see how the market is going, how is everything evolving, what can we do to put a positive pressure on some of the stakeholders so they can bring new solutions to help companies to introduce health promotion strategies in their workplace. So we want to be really focused on an organization's needs. Every morning we're looking how everything is evolving. And so how we do that, our strategies are focused on mobilizing the organizations as well as all the stakeholders around the health promotion, and also to foster and develop expertise and transfer of the expertise. So we are working on two level, I would say. First, we always see that when we want to modify people's behavior, we have to modify their environment, and we have to focus on their behavior. So we are doing the same thing with the companies and workplaces. So we want to create a facilitating environment to promote health in companies. So we want to promote convergence and coherence in actions. So we want to be able everyone to work together so we can go faster and better help companies to generate health in the workplaces. So everyone should be focused on employers' need and, of course, the employees. And we are talking about first level of stakeholder that can help the company in their daily work to generate health in the workplaces. So we're talking about, and then I will go read because it's... I'm really sorry about that. We have a larger scale schema, but not here. So we want to be able to work with stakeholders that have a direct impact on workplaces on a daily basis. So we are talking about health-related services providers. We are also talking about the physicians and nurses that work in the workplaces. We are talking about insurance companies as well as brokers in for insurance companies. Employee assistance program and the regional public authorities. So these are all stakeholders that can have a direct or indirect impact in facilitating the company to introduce health and prevention strategies. We also have other groups of influence like municipalities, cities and everything, and also unions. So if we can work with all those stakeholders that can have a positive impact in the company, then it will be facilitating for the company. So we want to be able to put a positive pressure and to be able to make sure that they understand what are the needs of the employers, so it will be easier for the employer with in the strategy. We also have a second level, which is more a societal level of stakeholders, which are the public authorities, either health authorities or economic authorities. We also have in that field the Bureau de la Normalisation du Québec. We also want to work with the media to develop a social norm that will say that if you are a CEO of a company that invests in preventing and health promotion, then you're in. But if you don't, you're out. So maybe we will, like what happened in tobacco strategy. Now smoking is out. So we want to be able to work on social norm, so to create a kind of movement in the society that will help CEOs to take the decision to get involved in the promotion. We also have sustainable development stakeholders, as we spoke together previously. Other economic pressure groups, such as the Chamber of Commerce and all those groups that can help us to pass the messages. Pharmaceutical companies, knowledge sector and research academics, so we can develop knowledge and transfer that knowledge. We also want to be able to have a great knowledge of how economic sectors are working, so we can select the ones that could be first prioritized to intervene. The recruitment market, because and when we will make the link with the standard, the LT Enterprise standard, of course, a company that has that standard is more, I don't want to have the word sexy for an employee, and attractive. So we want to be able to get the recruitment market and all the different stakeholders in that field to be aware of the LT Enterprise standard, and so a company that will have that standard will be more attractive for employees. And also, of course, health sector, NGOs, and professional orders that can be part of the puzzle to help companies to introduce health. And Mr. from Pitt Nables, you will be glad to see that we use the Prochaska model. So in order to better understand what are the needs of the companies in terms of their stages of readiness to promote health in the workplaces, we have used the Prochaska model, and we have played with it. So it's to better understand what are the different stages into which the company passed through one and the other one, and their needs, depending on each step, is very different. So we need to be able to respond to those needs and to have services and tools that will be able to help them. So I won't pass through all the details, but you see that we start from the lack of conscience, and then we want companies to be sensibilized to the importance of investing in preventing and promotion, health promotion, to pass to the step of conscience. So when you are conscious, then you may go forward, but if you're not conscious, you can't go forward. And then preparation. So when you are in preparation, you get more concrete about your action plan. And also we want after that to be able to pass to the second step, which is implementation. Now you're in action. You're implementing a strategy in the workplace, and then maintenance. So for each of those steps of readiness, we have identified what are the needs of the companies to better correspond to those needs. And the GP2S has identified services that could be offered either directly from the organization or from the different stakeholders that can offer some services to help the company to pass from one step to the other one. So it goes from presentation, conferences, sessions, market evolution, argument, so people can sell the intervention to their CEO or their board. We're also talking about giving tools and best practices for companies. So that's where the standard stands. So we wanted 3 years ago to give companies tools and best practices so they can have ideas of what they should implement in their workplace. Also follow up on implementation, networking people, and companies don't want to be alone in their strategy, so they want to share their experiment, they want to be able to see what companies are doing and to be inspired by other companies and what they are doing. So we are organizing networking, a training session about the standard, and so different activities that can help the company to introduce health promotion intervention according to each step of readiness. And on top of that, we have, of course, website information, transfer of expertise. We also have an evaluation, a constant evaluation of what is, how the market is evolving in terms of readiness, and what are the main problems that they can have while implementing those strategies according to their profile. Let's say, is it a small company or a large company? And as we were talking previously, we were preoccupied and concerned about the fact that small companies may have more problems in implementing programs. Then we are concerned about that, and we want to follow how the market is evolving so we can find solutions to help smaller companies to better integrate those strategies. We will also look at, is it a company that is unionized? Because if you are in a unionized company, your reality is very different than if you're not. So we also have to find solutions to help those companies. Are you a not-for-profit organization? Are you a governmental organization, a company, private company? So these are all the different factors that we will follow to make sure that we better understand and be able to give tools and solutions to help them. And while examining all that, we may want to develop pilot projects to better understand how the standard is going to be implemented and what are the key success factor and what are the problems. So having pilot projects, we can better go and see how it's going and to find solutions. So we organize pilot projects in specific sectors, and we do organize after that transfer for knowledge.